This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
BJ and Jamie.
Carson used to be in choir.
So I played hockey too in high school, but it was club hockey, so it wasn't like a sanctioned sport at the time. So I only lettered in choir.
Jamie.
Does one put the choir letters on one's jacket?
The golden harp?
Yeah.
Does that answer your question?
BJ?
It could have been worse. It could have been a golden flute.
Well, I don't know. I would rather have the flute than the choir.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Welcome to the program. It is the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to a Tuesday. Hello, Carson.
What up, BJ?
What's going on, Schmadil?
Not much. How you doing?
I'm good. It's a Tuesday. We're all good. You're listening to KALC Radio right here in Denver, Colorado, also known as Alice 105.9, and heard on the Odyssey app all over America. I'm watching some of the footage this morning. There's a hurricane down in Texas. Just what they don't need, those people there and in Louisiana. I think it was only a Category 1, which is like 75-mile-per-hour winds, a lot of rain. And do you realize, Carson, that the people in Louisiana are still out of power? Can you imagine
that's ridiculous.
That's been 3 weeks almost. They're still out of power. Can you imagine sitting in your house in the dark? I know I freak out when our power goes out for 20 minutes.
I know. I can't even imagine. You can't charge anything. You can't do anything.
It's like I'm ready to go get a hotel after 20 minutes. Yeah. I'm like, okay, I can't do this. You can't do anything, right? You just sit there in the dark. There are people in Louisiana where the power's not supposed to be back on until almost October 1st.
Yeah, the end of this month. That's what they're saying.
It's unbelievable.
I can't imagine.
Yeah, I don't know if I've ever heard of that or not. We don't know what's going on in Texas this morning with the slamming of Hurricane Nicholas into Texas and southern Louisiana. But I'm sure we'll get updates along the way later on this morning. The president is in town today, Joe Biden. I don't know where he's going. Oh, I do know one thing I heard. It was a rumor yesterday that he'll be stopping into Hooters for wings today.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, sometime after 11 o'clock
well,
this morning.
They've got great wings. So.
Yeah, they have good wings. Plus, I hear he's a Hooters fan. And I'm not talking just to the restaurant. I'm talking about, you know, Creepy Joe loves
it. He likes the orange shorts and the...
But don't we all? I don't blame him, all right? You don't have a problem with it. All right, we'll take a quick break and we'll be right back. It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Just getting rolling here on this Tuesday. You stand by.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Happy Tuesday, 57 degrees right now. Feels like fall, doesn't it? Little chillier this morning than normal. I kind of like it.
Listen, I'm on WebMD.
What are you doing? What are you looking for?
Well, I woke up. I've been up since about 1:15, 1:30 this morning.
Yeah. Oh.
Freezing. I mean, I'm talking, I've never been this cold in my life, even in a blizzard.
Now, is it chills?
Just so cold. Not even like, ooh, like that. Just freezing to the bone where I feel like my skin is cold.
Yeah,
so,
that sounds like chills.
And so then I got on sweatpants and sweatshirt, and I got 3 blankets, and I was just like, oh my God, I'm so cold. And then I was like, I got to get into a hot shower or something like that. And so I've been looking up what my problem is.
Right. So any other symptoms, though, besides the chills?
Okay? No sniffles,
nothing.
Like that.
No fever?
No, nothing.
Nothing
just
like that.
Freezing to the bone.
Yep. No, like a toe hurting or anything?
No, I have a couple of spider bites. I'm a little concerned about, but that's fine. Anyway, the common cold is number one. but I don't have the watery eyes or nasal congestion. Yeah. And then number two is hypothyroidism.
Oh, what is that?
That could be a real thing for you.
Yeah. It says, why you say that?
Well, I'm just saying that you could have a bad thyroid.
You never know.
I think that's going around these days.
A condition in which the thyroid gland doesn't produce enough thyroid hormone.
Oh, that sounds like it.
Oh, my God.
That sounds like it to me.
Yeah, cold and feeling cold.
Yeah.
Oh, that's me. Okay, well, wait, there's two more. Anemia. Oh, man.
Yeah, what's anemia?
It's where a condition in which the blood doesn't have enough healthy red blood cells.
Yeah, I don't think that's you.
Well, it could have been the spider sucked out all my red blood cells.
Yeah, from the spider bite.
The spider might be all like King Kong spider guy. Like,
all right, what's
like
the that. Last one?
The last one is, let's see here, Raynaud's syndrome. Raynaud's, a condition in which...
Well.
What?
If we can't say it, you probably don't have it.
I don't think I have that one. But anyway, and I'm freezing right now, but it is kind of cold in here.
I'm going to go that we need to take out your thyroid this morning.
I don't know if you can take the thyroid out, can you?
I don't know.
Oh, you might be able to, but I think you have to take all kinds of medicine.
I don't know. I have no idea.
Do you have a knife?
Doesn't the thyroid, isn't that something that people will say that causes weight gain?
Thyroid can either cause weight loss, weight gain.
Oh, okay, both.
Or if people, has cancer. I mean, it does, like, a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
It's kind of an important tool.
Yeah. I don't know exactly what it does, but man, oh, man, you hear it all the time.
Yeah,
the thyroid's so important.
Well, but, like fluffy people will blame the thyroid, even though it's just because they like to eat.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. So let's say I've gained weight, which I have a little bit. I could just be like, whoa, dude, it's not me. It's not the fact I went to Cheesecake Factory last night. No.
It's my thyroid that's out of control.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah, so.
Yeah, I've heard that
it's
before.
It's a good go-to.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just like carpal tunnel. Like, sometimes I don't buy it with those checkout chicks.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, they got the brace on. They're like, I have carpal tunnel. I'm like, oh, I know what you're doing. Workman's comp. Good job.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Yeah, setting yourself up for the future.
Yeah. I wish I could get workman's comp. I need to fall down the stairs or
something. No, you know how you're going to get it? It's that stupid elevator I just rode on.
Yeah, I rode in the same one.
Oh, my God. It gave me whiplash.
Yeah, it's making a lot of noise.
Oh, no.
I mean, it's literally talking to you.
It is. It goes, it does, doesn't it?
Yeah, it is.
We should go on it with our phones and record it because it goes rah 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 rah.
It almost sounds like there's a chain that's pulling it up or letting it down or whatever, and that chain is slipping.
It's terrifying.
It's like, you know, when you climb on a roller coaster, you climb that first hill
and
that
click.
That's exactly what it's like. Yes,
that's exactly what it sounds like. It does.
Creepy.
It's like elevator roulette. You don't know what you're
going to get. Well, you don't know. If I was like, oh, okay. This morning, first of all, I drive in and it's lightning. I'm like, what the hell is going on? I thought we only had a 20% chance of any kind of rain or precipitation. Now it's lightning, and I'm like, okay, this is obviously hell. I'm freezing. There's lightning. I get on the elevator. I'm going to die. It's been a hellhole show today.
It is so bad, the sound on there. And we've had problems with the elevator before,
so it's not
like that this is the first time. We've had issues where literally you walk to the elevator, and you can only see a top half of the elevator.
Yep. Yes!
Because it's stuck.
And you have to jump into it.
Yeah.
And then I think about that Walt Disney cruise where that kid got his head chopped off and the head with the earphones was left on the floor and the rest of his corpse was in the shaft.
Yeah, you see like half the elevator.
Have you ever heard of that?
No.
What? I can't get it out of my head. Every time I'm on the elevator, I can't get it out. You've never heard that.
I've never heard that story.
Where he was decapitated and his head was out in the lobby with headphones on it.
Jamie, hey, way to start the day.
Well, it's
such
a
morbid story.
It's 10 in the morning.
It's a true story. It's a true story.
We're talking about a decapitated head with headphones on.
Well, I can't get it out of my head every time I get it on the damn elevator.
I'm using the stairs.
See, you're never going to forget this story.
The elevators here have had such problems over the years.
Look,
I mean, it really is terrifying to ride them. It really is. It gives you anxiety. I got in them this morning making that noise that Jamie's talking about. And the first thing I thought was, you know, one day these things are going to go bad. It's going to go really
bad. They're
always
at
some point.
On them.
Nobody
always.
Talk about anything sad.
Well, I'm just saying. It's a decapitated head at 6'10".
Well, you were just saying something's going to go bad. Don't talk about that. The sadness.
I didn't say there's a severed head with headphones on.
I don't know, but can you picture it? It's kind of sad.
No, I'm not going to picture it. I don't want to picture it. I don't want to picture it at all. I don't want to picture it.
Okay, it was really...
All right. Yeah. The president is in town today, Joe Biden, and there's a schedule, I guess. Here we go. Let's listen to this.
Yeah, the president is expected to touch down at DIA around 1 o'clock this afternoon and then make his way here all the way to NREL here at the flat.
It's kind of weird that he's flying into DIA. You would think it would be more of a private area.
Well,
maybe
that's
like
a big... You have to have enough runway to land the big old plane.
No, I'm just saying that it could be a, you know, Air Force base or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Buckley or something. Yeah,
something like that.
At our own campus in Arvada. Now, NREL, of course, is the National Renewable Energy Laboratory. The president will discuss how the investments in his bipartisan infrastructure deal and Build Back Better agenda will help tackle the climate crisis and modernize our infrastructure while creating good-paying jobs. Governor Polis weighing in also on the president's visit, saying he's excited to welcome the president and to have a partner who understands the urgency of bold climate action. So there will no doubt be a little bit of traffic, road closures, maybe some delays as well as the president's motorcade makes his way from DIA all the way to Arvada. So keep that in mind for your morning commute. Live in Arvada, Carly Moore, Fox 31.
Thank you, Carly. Have you ever seen a presidential motorcade?
Do you know there's like 30 people that have been decapitated by elevators?
Jamie, Jesus.
I'm not
Come
even
on.
Kidding. Look at this.
Okay,
how scary
okay,
is that?
That's cool. That's
that
cool.
is terrifying. Right. We are not getting on those elevators anymore. We're using the stairs.
Just hang on, people.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Coming up at 8:30 this morning, Dua Lipa tickets to give away. We'll give those away. Coming up at 8:30. Also, I think Megan Thee Stallion's in town with her at Ball Arena. So your chance to win those. 8:30 this morning. Who's Dua?
You want me, I want you, baby. My sugar boo.
That's Dua.
The Milky Way. We're really getting it. Yeah, 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 yeah. I got you.
Are tickets on sale yet for this particular show?
I think they go on sale on Friday.
All right. Oh, by the way, nobody won that big Powerball last night.
Oh, they didn't?
No.
What's it up to now?
$432 million.
Well, it could be yours, friends, but you won't know unless you play or something like that. You can't win if you don't play.
You got to get your tickets. Oh, by the way, a big announcement yesterday, the return of a very popular TV show. I never thought this would happen.
What's that? No.
Well, let me give you a hint, okay? I got it right here. All
okay.
Right, here's a hint.
Bad boys, what you gonna do?
Oh, yeah,
what you
gonna they took do it off the air, didn't they?
For you. Bad boys, what you gonna do? What
I have missed watching crackheads and meth heads get arrested.
In real time.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying, Jamie?
Yeah, I do.
I love when they pull those meth heads over and they get their pipes and their paraphernalia. They drag them out of the car, give them that one little kiss on the car hood, throw them in the back, and take them off to the pokey. I love it.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know if I would be on it if I was a cop right now. I'd be so scrutinized. I don't think I would want to be filmed.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I was thinking of that yesterday when I heard the report that Cops is coming back on October 1st, I think it is, and they have 33 new episodes. So they knew it was coming back from what I'm hearing, simply because they'd already put 33 episodes in the can, brand new.
I mean, yeah, you got to be filming.
But I do agree with you with the backlash that, you know, police officers have had, you know, with this whole cancel culture thing. I agree with you. I think that it might be just a little bit risky to have your face on TV.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. And I mean, now, I mean, listen, there were obviously, even my cop friends know there were bad cops. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, they will tell you to your face, there are bad guys out there. And in the business, I mean, heck, even in radio, there's some bad ones.
Right.
I mean, some dirge. Okay.
I got a question for you. Okay.
Yeah.
And I looked for you to give me some first honest feedback. And not only that, intellectual feedback,
course,
too.
That's
okay.
What I'm here for.
That's what you're here for. Because I can do some stupid things sometimes. Okay.
Yeah.
That's just who I am.
Right. Yeah.
All right. I got a court date today.
I'm sorry. What?
What?
I got to go to court today.
When did this pop up? We don't even know anything about this.
I've kept it off the air. I don't want to go into the what it's all about because I just don't want to air it on the air, okay? Because
well, it actually works because when I did air my dirty laundry on here, they asked for a gag order the other side,
yeah,
and the judge denied it.
Wow.
Yeah. Remember when that happened with me?
Maybe I should.
Yeah. Yeah, because you throw off the whole thing.
Jamie, so what's going on?
There's a chance I'm in the pokey today. Okay. But I could do
that's great news. You know why? Because you're on testosterone. This is good timing.
You'll be able to handle your own in there.
There's no way that testosterone and the pokey all go together.
Well, kind of the word does.
I don't want it to. I don't want it to go together, okay? But I got to go to court today in front of the judge. And I was thinking, you know, possibly, and I'm doing this in a very, you know, optimistic way, that I wear my T-shirt that I got yesterday.
That says Trump for cops?
Cops for Trump. Well, not Trump for cops.
Or whatever.
Cops for Trump.
Yeah, but you don't know how the judge rules. Like, you don't know how they... You want it to be non-political.
Yeah, that could go really, really wrong.
Guys, that's why I'm asking.
Yeah, I would go with no.
Okay, no.
You got a 50-50 shot. I wouldn't leave it to chance.
Guys, listen. Please listen, okay? Let me spill my keys for you. Okay?
Wear the shirt you have on now. With your dinosaur on it. It says, I'm a nervous Rex.
I love this shirt.
I know you do.
I'm a 3-year-old.
Listen, all the vintage shirts are coming back, actually.
Yeah,
I was at Tilly's yesterday and all that. I mean, Tide shirts, all that stuff is coming back.
This T-Rex, and it's the T-Rex from Toy Story, right?
Oh, it is? Okay.
Yeah, that's
I'm a nervous Rex.
Yeah, I'm a nervous Rex.
Like nervous Rex people.
I got a big dinosaur on my shirt. This shirt and my Tom and Jerry shirt are my two favorites, okay?
Okay, so go in with that, and the judge will automatically go, oh, he's special. We'll let him off.
He's got children.
No, oh, he's special. We'll let him off.
Because he'll think to himself, no grown man in their right mind would ever wear that shirt.
Maybe I go that route. See, I was thinking that the cop who, with this particular incident that I'm going in for, will be there. So I'm thinking that cops for Trump, that he'll see that and see that I'm a cop supporter.
Uh-huh.
And that will help me in the courtroom, you know?
Right. All right. Well, that's good. That's a good angle. Go
but
ahead and do that.
The more you guys bring it up, I mean, the T-Rex thing looks pretty promising to me.
It looks like you had lead paint as a child. And you made a choice to lick it.
I love this shirt, I swear. I wear it everywhere.
I just think that will get you off for sure. Because they'll just feel sorry for you.
Frog gave this to me for Father's Day.
It's adorable, sure. I'm just saying the judge will be like, oh, that's so sad.
You're right.
They'll think you're homeless.
Yeah, show up with a briefcase, too.
I literally, as I'm putting this on this morning, I chuckled. I'm like, really?
Well, at least it puts you in a good mood, right?
Yes. We'll go with that, right?
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Well, I didn't think I'd ever say this in my lifetime, but I actually feel sorry for Denise Richards. I watch Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, and Denise Richards, who used to be married to Charlie Sheen, she's on the show. And if you remember, she was kind of a saint. When Denise Richards and Charlie Sheen had a couple of daughters, right? Well, then when his second wife, remember, what was her name? Shannon or something? I don't know. Anyway, when he had the twins with the other girl and both of them were in rehab, Denise Richards took care of those kids. They weren't even her children, but she stepped up and took care of those kids. She also adopted a child with severe disabilities. The whole thing. I mean, she's been a saint as far as a mother. What a slap in the face that now her 17-year-old daughter is saying that she has finally moved out of the hell house of her mom. Oh. She's a 17-year-old daughter. She moved out of Denise Richards' home, and she moved into Charlie Sheen's house, which I'm sure is much better.
Yeah.
Right? In a recent viral TikTok captured by the New York Post, page 6, her name is Sammy Sheen. She reportedly wrote that just 1 year ago, she was trapped in an abusive household and hated herself, claiming that she would go days without eating or sleeping, insane depression, hated school. Now she said, I've dropped out of school. I'm finally moved out of the hell house. I had a spiritual awakening. I own 2 cats. I'm happily single. And I might go back to school. I don't know. And then Charlie Sheen said, everything is great. I love my daughter to death. And here we go, GED. So I just can't imagine putting that much effort into it. Listen, I know they go rogue. But you put all that effort into that kid and, you know, even... even raising Charlie's kids because his ex-wife went to rehab and, you know, all this stuff. And now this one girl, 17-year-old Sammy, is like, my mom sucks.
Yeah, when I first saw the story, I fell into the headlight,
yeah.
Okay? Like, man, what did Denise Richards do to this? Then I thought about it. Okay, first of all, like you said, she runs to Charlie's place.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, not exactly the right place for a teenager to grow up, okay?
Exactly.
And then second of all is, like you said, Denise Richards has really reached out and helped raise these kids like when she didn't have to. And she did it just out of pure compassion for them and to make sure they're on the right path. So you got to figure that this is a brat of a 17-year-old.
Yeah.
She's about to be 18. So you know what? She can make her decisions if she wants to.
Exactly. And I mean, as much as I didn't like Denise Richards on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, she did seem to try to protect her kids from the show. And they are like, what's it like? You know, you had these children with Charlie Sheen. How do you protect them from the internet seeing what their dad's done? And she's like, it's really hard, but I just talk really positive about mm-hmm. him. I never say anything negative. But they have different, like Denise has rules and she has curfews and yeah. they have to follow them. Charlie doesn't.
No, he doesn't. Exactly. That's why a teen wants yeah. to run to Charlie's yeah. house
exactly.
because you don't have to follow any rules.
Right.
You go out with your friends. I mean, we're talking Hollywood. We're talking a lot of money here. All right, so you can go out with your friends. You can hang out till 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning. There's no rules at Charlie's place.
Yeah, so... That's why. Hey, I never understood about that YouTuber that has 5 million followers and she put her child on YouTube or something crying. Did anybody read the story?
Oh.
It went viral yesterday and I was like, I just don't want to read it.
That she
this.
Basically just talked the kid into crying for the camera.
For the
like,
camera?
Look at the camera and start crying, yeah.
But was she like kind of, because she deleted her entire account because everybody went after her.
Yeah. Because basically, I mean, and I think the kid was already crying. So he was already sad and upset as it was.
Okay.
He didn't really need to be coaxed into doing it.
Oh, all right, let me read it. It says a YouTuber star deleted her channel with 500,000 subscribers after accidentally sharing an outtake of her coaching. Oh, this is way different. So it's an accidental outtake of her coaching her son to cry when their dog was diagnosed with a deadly disease.
Yeah, it's messed up.
She's jacked up. What a...
Yeah, but if you can get 5 million followers
after
and
that,
you can
yeah.
get viral.
Yeah.
I mean, we've been looking for that for a long time, Jamie.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
yeah.
not beyond me to do a dead dog story. I mean, if that can get me, you know, viral and get my name out there,
yeah.
I think I'd do it. You know, maybe I get Shmadil on camera crying.
I disagree. You totally let us down with the Hawaii trip.
What do you mean?
You were supposed to get duct taped.
Oh, yeah. Well,
that could have easily happened.
I thought about that, okay? And I thought, well, viral, 10 to 20 years in the pokey. Is it worth it that I get viral with 3 million hits?
I'm just saying.
I just weighed my options, you know?
Saying. You promised us duct taping to yeah. Hawaii.
And plus, I didn't ride the duct tape airlines.
Oh, that's true.
I was on the wrong one. Yeah. I was on Delta. They don't duct tape.
No,
it's United that does.
Yeah,
and so I was on the wrong airlines for a duct taping.
Yeah, I think they only have zip ties. All yeah. right. Okay. We'll let it slide this
Thanks,
time.
Buddy.
Yeah. California-based, let's see here, Jordan Cheyenne describes herself as a beauty and lifestyle content creator. I felt like that went there. And has posted a lot of different things, whatever. She told viewers that her family's new puppy had been diagnosed with some kind of deadly disease. And at the end of the video, presumably in a portion that she intended to cut, she can be seen telling her son to pose for the camera as he cries. Act like you're crying, she tells him. After she pulled him into her chest. I am crying, he said repeatedly. I'm actually crying, Mom. This is really sad. And she's like, yeah, but look into the camera.
So messed up.
Wow. People will do anything, won't they?
Yep.
Cry! Angelina Jolie is throwing Brad Pitt under the bus.
Again?
Yep. You know, here's the thing. He's doing a new movie about Harvey Weinstein. He's producing. He's not in it, I don't think. He's just... Oh, my God. Finger doesn't match. Fingerprint doesn't match. Fingerprint doesn't match. I screenshot the whole article so I could tell you about it, but my fingerprint will not match. Anyway, so he's producing a new movie, and And so he, you know, he's out there like, hey, this is going to be a great movie. Well, she is saying such crap about him. It makes me so mad. She's saying things like, you know, I told him never to work with Harvey Weinstein, blah, blah, blah. Here it is. Okay, ready? It says, Pitt is currently producing a film based on the New York Times reporting of Weinstein's case through his production company, Plan B. Let's see here. She says, listen, I tried to talk Brad out of ever working with Weinstein years ago. We fought about it a lot. Now he's doing a movie about the whole thing, and she's kind of acting like, well, he worked with him before, so this is how I take it. She's kind of saying, like, I don't know why he's writing this movie against him when all he did was work with him.
Yeah, he's saying that, or she's saying, that one day he supported Harvey, and now he's dissing Harvey. You know, it's hypocritical what Brad's doing here.
Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying.
Which, to me, I don't see it that way at all. Maybe he didn't know everything. I mean, there were a lot of people in Hollywood that associated with Harvey Weinstein. I mean, just about everybody that was anybody did. And I don't think everybody knew what was going on with Harvey.
She said that she told Brad that when she was 21 years old, she had a very bad encounter with Harvey Weinstein. That here's where she tried to really burn him. She said, I told Brad about, you know, the incident when I was 21 years old, and I told him to spread the word. I never worked with Harvey again after I was 21 years old. And she said, Brad and I fought about with him working with Harvey again. She goes, whereas my first husband, I told him, and he was super supportive and told everybody he knew never to work with Harvey, and he never worked with Harvey.
All right, that's intentional.
Right?
That is absolutely taking a shot at Brad, unnecessary, didn't have to bring the other husband in. The other husband made the right call. He has morals.
It's so amazing.
Brad doesn't have morals.
I wish she'd just get a divorce and move on and get custody and all that crap.
At one point, I got to tell you, I looked at her as the most beautiful woman
in
the world.
Did.
Okay. Angelina Jolie, one of the most beautiful in the world, if not the most beautiful in my eyes. Okay. Her whole attitude of the past few years with this Brad Pitt situation and how bitchy she's become.
She will not let it go.
I don't even find her attractive.
Nobody
anymore.
Does.
It works so much against her.
And not only that, think about it. So you're in this raging fight with this man, and then what happens? He gets an Oscar for best supporting actor in that Hollywood movie. Whatever.
That's got to be a shot to the
gut. Oh, my God. She's got to hate that. I would hate it.
And if you're asking the question in your head, yes, I still think that Brad Pitt's attractive. Yeah. I thought maybe some people are wondering that. You don't think she is, but Brad is.
You know what's funny? What? I don't know why this is weird, but last night, so we were at the mall and we went to all those, where were we? We were at Tilly's. What's the other?
PacSun.
So we're at PacSun and we're getting all this stuff. And the guy said, so, you know, they have to small talk now. It's a new thing. Have you noticed that people are being told to small talk to their customers?
Mm-hmm.
They do it at Starbucks all the time in the drive-thru. I don't want to talk to you.
Yeah, just give me my coffee.
Because when I'm waiting for my bagel or whatever, they're like, so how's your day?
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, oh, my God, you don't really care. Somebody's making you do this.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't say that, but right? So they have to do small talk. So while we're waiting for the credit card to be charged, the guy says to my son, so what are your plans for today? It's like 7 o'clock at night last night. And my kid goes, well, we're going to go grab something to eat, and then I have a lot of homework to do. And he goes, oh, yeah, me too. He goes, what are you, a senior? And my kid's like, no, I'm a sophomore. And then the guy goes, oh, I'm in college. I would have thought you were like a senior. He goes, well, you're a great-looking guy. And I just was like, okay. And my son goes, well, thanks. And he goes, look, I'm not gay or anything, but I think it's absolutely okay to tell other men that they're a good-looking guy.
Yeah.
I was like, Okay. That was very, all right, well, let's go to Cheesecake Factory now. I don't know. It's just very.
It's just an odd thing to say, like, just out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere. But why are they, what is this new rule about, like, small talk with customers? Have you noticed it yourself?
No.
You haven't?
No, they do it at the gym now, too.
They do?
Oh, yeah. Front desk people, right when you walk in, like, what are you doing today? You hitting some legs? You hitting some buys? What are you working out today?
It's like, a new thing.
Dude, just let me go, bro.
They even did it to me at Red Robin. The guy's like, would you like a menu? I said, I sure would. And I was at the front, and he goes, I hope you have a great time today. I'm like, I'm at freaking Red Robin. How great can it be? I mean, or maybe it's just everybody's exuding happiness because they're happy to see customers
again.
Yeah,
but you know, most of those people don't care.
Well, the drive-thru at Starbucks makes me nuts. Because I'm waiting for my bagel, and she's leaning out the window talking to me. And I really could, I just don't want to, because she doesn't care. How's my day going? Do you think that the teenager leaning out the Starbucks window really cares?
Probably not. What the old
lady in the car is doing the rest of the day? No, not at all. It's just this new thing that's going on. All right, anyway, there you go, Tablet Trash.
BJ and Jamie Morning Show. It's currently 57 degrees. Feels a little bit like fall out there.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. 54 degrees here on this Tuesday morning. We have tickets coming up at 8:30 this morning. Dua is coming to town. Who is Dua?
You want me, I want you, baby. My sugar boo.
Well, I'm Carson actually identifies her, I think, if it's the right person. Doesn't she do the Truly commercials?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she does.
Every time I see a Truly commercial with her on it, I'm like, that's Carson's lover.
Come on, dance with me. I'm you.
Tickets to see Dua Lipa coming up at 8:30 this morning. It's a busy day around here. You got the president in town today. Joe Biden in.
Did you say he was going to Hooters?
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Wow.
It's a rumor. He loves
Hooters. You know what? Good for him for breaking the mold.
Yeah, yeah. He likes the naked wings.
Oh, he does?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he liked those orange tights.
Well, he does. Yeah, but I'm just saying, when he orders wings, it's got to be the naked.
Right? Yeah.
Because he's creepy, Joe. He's in town, I think at 1 o'clock this afternoon, landing at DIA. It's going to be a big Charlie Foxtrot with the traffic this afternoon, because when the presidential motorcade comes through, they stop everything.
Yeah, they do.
I mean, within miles.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't even tell you what the road closures are going to be, because it's just going to be crazy.
Hopefully he uses I-25, I-70, and E-470 to get everywhere.
We'll see. How did they do that with Pena Boulevard? Do they just shut down Pena in all directions?
Well, that seems like it. You were saying it earlier, you can't believe they're using DIA. Because to me, that's now a defensive space, right? So nobody can fly in or fly out. Well, the big
they've got to have control of what's going on in the air, right? When he's landing,
I don't
taking
know.
Off.
While the big bird's in flight, right?
I have no idea if you stop all incoming and outgoing traffic at DIA for the president to land Air Force One. I have no idea. But in the past, they've usually used Buckley Air Force Base, from what I understand. And that's an out-of-the-way place, keeps you out of the public eye, and it doesn't stop traffic at DIA. Mm-hmm. So I have no idea, Jamie. I don't know what's going on.
Maybe he wanted to stop and eat at Elway's in the airport. I don't know.
Or Snooze, maybe.
Oh, Snooze just opened there. Yeah, it could be.
Maybe that's the case. All right, he's in town this afternoon. I guess traffic's going to be just a nightmare in Aurora later on this afternoon, so beware of that. Also, there's a rumor floating around, and I have no idea where this started. Schmidl, you may know more than I know about it. Jeff Bezos could be buying the Denver Broncos?
Or Jay-Z.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they're saying.
Who starts these rumors?
At the end of the year.
Yeah, I don't know, because I was thinking about this. So it said either Jay-Z, actually they put Jay-Z as the first one, and then later I saw on the day it was Jeff Bezos. But here's my thought is, if you're a billionaire, why would you even want to take that on when you have no previous experience with any kind of sports? Like Jay-Z and Jeff Bezos are the least athletic people in my mind.
Well, Jay-Z owns the Nets.
The Brooklyn Nets, yes.
But you know, it's like, I get it if Peyton Manning and Elway and those guys that get together and they can be criticized, but these guys have no idea. Bezos especially, I don't even think he knows where the thing on the top of the football are. What's that called? The cross stitch thing, you know?
The laces.
Yeah, I bet he's like, what is that for?
Well, and
we gotta take those out.
Jay-Z doesn't make sense because he owns a Brooklyn, you'd think he'd want to buy the New York Jets or the Giants or something like that and keep it in New York.
But the NFL won't let you own a sports franchise in theirs if you own one in a separate sport.
Wait, what?
So if you have a baseball team or a football team, or excuse me, a baseball team or a basketball team, you can't own a football team.
What?
It's part of the NFL policy.
That's weird because if you had money, I'd be like, okay, you want to buy this
team?
That's
weird because I remember when George owned, the Sacramento Kings, they were looking at a baseball team in Anaheim.
Kroenke, for example, he had to give his teams here to his sons, and his sons actually owns the team so that he can own the Rams.
Oh, but they can still own. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. They keep it in the family.
Yeah.
But
okay.
whatever. Okay. Yeah,
I don't know where these rumors start. I don't think there's anything to either rumor. I don't think of Jay-Z. I don't think of Jeff Bezos. I think they just pop up. I think people start these rumors on social media. There's no story out there that gives this credibility whatsoever. Nothing.
Yeah, I agree with that. You know? Yeah, I mean, I do think it's fun just to, you know, throw it out there. I mean, we should just start some. Do you want to start some? I mean, let's do it. Because I heard Peyton is definitely buying it.
Maybe it's you and I. Maybe you and I buy them.
I heard that A-Rod and Peyton are getting together and buying it. And that's what case. So it's the A-Rod Peyton team.
There's a bizarre story that's being covered by Inside Edition. And it's kind of convoluted in a way.
Well, also TMZ is covering it too, because this couple is so adorable. So here's why everybody's covering it. This couple became just so adorable and so loved on the internet. One, because she's just naturally gorgeous. She just she just exudes beauty without makeup and all that stuff. So they decided to kind of just go on this huge road trip and live out of a camper. And so I think because she's so beautiful, that's half of the story. If that makes sense.
Well, they've been posting pictures, and people have become enamored with these this couple,
and
simply because
they're
a good-looking couple. They're living a very free life out on the open road. They're camping in parking lots on the beach in wooded areas. I mean, the pictures are pretty dark. It's almost like a FOMO. You look at these pictures, and it's like, man, I'd love to just ditch it all, hit the road in a van or a camper, and live off the land.
Because I was watching one of the videos because I kind of followed them, and it was so cute. I feel like they were in Utah. And so she's like, well, I think we're just going to chill a little bit. And I think his name is like something common, like Brian or something. She goes outside of the tent. He's doing yoga.
Yeah.
Like a beautiful person. She's just automatically, and then she goes up and she gives him a little kiss. It's like every relationship you ever want.
Oh, yeah. You look at these pictures, and it's like, man, oh, man, if I could only do that. If I could only just get rid of everything, every care in the world, and hit the road. Well, here's the problem with the story. They've been out there for weeks. They've been posting on social media, and he has returned home to Florida. But Gabby, that's the girl, she's missing.
Nowhere to be found.
Nowhere to be found. She's been missing for 2 weeks now, they're saying.
It is.
And this is, all right, we have audio. This is the story from Inside Edition.
Where is Gabby? That's the question haunting the parents of a 22-year-old woman who was last seen on a cross-country road trip with a young man she identified as her fiancé. The fiancé reportedly returned with the camper van, but no Gabby. We spoke to Gabby's mother, Nicole Schmidt, today.
We don't eat, we don't sleep, we are constantly on social media talking to everyone we can, trying to get leads.
Gabby Petito and her fiance, Brian Laundry, set off on their cross-country adventure on July 2nd, leaving from Gabby's mother's home in Blue Point, Long Island. They seem to have an adoring relationship, judging by these lovey-dovey images. On July 16th, they were in Zion National Park in Utah. August 12th found them at Arches National Park. They were last seen checking out of a hotel in Salt Lake City on August 24th. On August 25th, Gabby called her mom to say they were in Wyoming on their way to Yellowstone. To the shock of her parents, Gabby's fiance returned home to Northport, Florida. Gabby was not with him. Laundry is reportedly not cooperating with authorities and has hired a lawyer.
If police have ever had any reason to point the finger at somebody, this guy, Brian, this guy has set it up so he looks so damn guilty. It's unbelievable. I mean, you've been out on the road with this girl, Gabby, your fiance, for weeks upon weeks. You've been posting pictures all over social media. There's nothing on the road that you've done separately. It's all been you and her together. And then you drive back into your driveway down in Florida, and she's nowhere to be found. And the first thing you do is hire a lawyer.
Yeah. And don't help the police. It says not cooperating.
Yeah, that's so weird.
Where's Gabby? I mean, the last time her parents heard from her was October 25th. That was the last time that they... August. Sorry. August 25th, and she was at Yellowstone.
Wow. And I remember seeing the story from July that, you know, they're posting these pictures on this road trip. Because I'm telling you, it was one of those things that you look at and go, wow, I'd love to be able to do this at some point in my life. And then she's missing.
Wakes up beautiful. Like, she wakes up beautiful. You're like, oh, my God, that girl has, like, no maintenance issues at all. You know, she doesn't need the halo light. Shadow Dane, or whatever you guys call that thing. She doesn't need all this makeup. She just wakes up and she's just exuding beauty. And then he's doing yoga outside their tent. It's like every Colorado dream. You know, they're by babbling brooks and beautiful rock formations, kissing and all this stuff. And you're like, oh my God.
Yeah. This reminds me of the mom on Mother's Day story here in Colorado. Remember?
Yeah.
And that guy, that the husband, who now, I guess, was he convicted or?
I don't know. Where do we stand with that one?
I'm not really sure where we stand with that one, to be quite honest with you. But even more so, the guy in Florida, this guy Brian that just showed back up with the van, he looks even more guilty, okay? This looks so, there's something rotten in Denmark. I mean, this story is, if this guy is not guilty, I will be shocked. Because there's just no way you pull into your driveway. You've been posting with your fiance for all these weeks. She's not with you. You don't cooperate with police. You never reported her missing coming back home because you're driving across country. You never reported her missing. I mean, how more guilty can you look?
Well, and that's the thing. Like, to me, it's easy to make up a she fell off a cliff thing, right?
Yeah, like some accident happened when we were standing on a ledge or
right,
something.
And we were taking a selfie and, you know, something like that. Like, but this is weird.
Yeah. And the first thing he does is hires a lawyer and says, I'm not talking.
I'm telling you, you're going to see this story every single day because it is
crazy.
Yeah.
It is bizarre, isn't it?
I know. It really is. Maybe she's alive somewhere. Maybe, I mean, maybe she just took off and said, you know what? Screw you. And he left her on the side. I mean.
I doubt it.
Listen, I've gotten out of a car before.
Yeah, but you would think she would call her parents or something.
Or would,
nobody's heard from her.
Wouldn't he tell her parents, like, hey, she just took off on me. She broke up with me and just left me high and dry.
She got in the car.
Yeah, it's just it's too much of a disappearance that nobody's heard from her. He's not talking. It's not going
to
end good.
I'm just trying to find some hope.
It's not going to end good. BJ and Jamie, we'll be right back.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
I'm just looking at what everybody was wearing at the Met Gala, whatever.
Is it gala or gala?
I don't know.
I think it's, I don't know.
It's gala.
You got to be rich to know how to say it.
You do, right?
I think, because what was it? $30,000 a ticket, $275,000 for a table.
Yeah, that's really practical, don't you think?
Yeah. Doesn't the money go like to the Metropolitan Theater or something like that in New York or something?
Yeah, it's a museum,
Yeah, it's a fundraiser or something.
I think it does.
Did you see Kim Kardashian?
No, what'd she wear?
Oh, my God. You got to see this.
I haven't seen it.
All right, Spadil,
pull it up.
It's like Darth Vader.
Well, what was the theme? Oh.
It's you don't even see her face.
Yeah.
It's all black.
That is nice.
With a long tail.
I see it, yeah.
And even better than that was ASAP Rocky. Did you see the blanket he was wrapped up in?
No. What was the theme this year?
Halloween.
No, it wasn't.
The theme was Halloween. Bring your best Halloween costume.
They always have some weird, deep meaning like theme
that
you had to dress to.
Look at ASAP Rocky. He's a rapper. Look at this blanket that he's wearing. It's like a bubble blanket.
I kind of like the Kim Kardashian thing.
You do?
Yeah, I do.
It's very unique.
Because it's so cool pandemic. Like, you don't have to talk to anybody. You don't have to see anybody.
Yeah, no one knows.
Nobody
if you're
knows.
Looking at them
exactly.
Or not.
You don't have to wear, like, good makeup.
Yeah.
You just literally walk in.
Yeah, I got a great idea, though. Yeah. Instead of wearing that, just don't go.
Well,
then you don't have to talk to anybody.
That's true.
I'm seeing the theme was American independence.
Oh, well, that was very Kim Kardashian dependent. What?
Did you find the ASAP Rocky?
I'll pull that one up.
Take a look at that for Jamie so she can see this blanket he's got wrapped around him. This is great.
It's very colorful.
I need one of those. I'd wear it.
Billie Eilish looked amazing.
She did?
Yeah. Like, she, look at this.
Oh, she looks like glam. I mean, that doesn't even look like Billie Eilish.
Yeah.
She looks like Marilyn Monroe almost.
Yeah. That's what you're calling it.
Yeah, she's got good boobs. I never even knew she could be so glamorous.
Well, because she's always wearing sweatshirts and overgrown clothing and stuff.
She looks amazing. If you get a chance, we'll post it. Billie Eilish just looks fantastic. I mean, just glamour, right? Old school glamour. By the way, they're saying, what's my son's generation?
Gen Z, right?
I don't
Gen
know.
Z?
Is it? Okay.
I think they're Z.
All right. So I was just reading that Gen Zers now are dressing like old Hollywood. I'm like, the hell they are. No, they're not. It says they all want to dress up now. It's a new fad. And I was like, you know what? I was just at Tilly's and we bought a Tide shirt. Okay. So I think they're still going retro, but it said this whole thing and they're trying to exude, get out of your generation, which was
millennials.
Right. Because millennials have given all them bad names because y'all are so lazy and don't dress well.
What?
And so,
what?
Yes, it's in the article. I don't care, you guys. I don't. So Gen Z says millennials. Gen Z thinks that y'all make them look, you know, because you guys are so lazy and don't work and stuff, and dress so crappy and don't take showers. That the new Gen Zers, which are in high school, they want to dress up and they want to like, you know, have wealth and hardworking, and they want to be completely opposite of you lazy gamers.
Well, Gen Zers, go ahead and wear a suit to high school every day and let me know how that works out. It'll last a week.
Trust
not even.
Me, we were at Tilly's. I didn't see any kind of nice wardrobe thing at there. You know, like there was nothing going on. My God. By the way, we did buy 3 pair of Vans shoes. Why are those a thing?
Oh, I love Vans. I love them.
Come on,
they're good. They're good, solid shoes.
I mean, they're solid. It's fine. But, like, if you're going to wear Vans, in my opinion, and this is why my kid and I don't get along, I was like, let's go with crazy. Like, let's go with, like, they have ones with fire on them and the checkers and all that. And he's just like, Mom, I just want the white suede ones.
Keep it simple.
Come on! If we're going to go Vans, let's go Vans. But no. All right, anyway. So, yeah, that is the whole thing that was going on. We'll post all the pictures from the... I see who you're talking about. What's his name?
ASAP.
Yeah, he is dressed in a quilted blanket.
He's got a blanket, a bubble blanket.
Yeah.
And it's like really bright yellow and red and orange. It's crazy.
That's the other thing at the mall. I haven't been to the mall since before the pandemic. I just am not a mall person. But I was at the mall yesterday. They're selling all these things that you can pop with your fingers. Have you guys seen that? What? There are all these different carts. They're just, you know, those whatever pop-up shops. And they're like, I can't explain it. But you know how for a while they had the fidget spinners or whatever? These are things you just pop with your fingers, kind of like what you said, bubble pop or whatever, bubble wrap. But they, you just pop them with your fingers, and then they pop back up, and then you turn over the thing, and then keep pop, 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 pop. That would drive me crazy.
Yeah.
My son was almost knocked silly with bottle flipping, because if he flipped one more bottle, just one more bottle, this was about 5 years ago, I was going to lose it, BJ. Like, literally, I actually just screamed into a pillow one day because all I heard was this. Like literally. Mom, try it. Mom. No, I'm not trying it. I don't care about bottle flipping.
That was such a thing.
Oh, my God.
And now it's nowhere.
Right. And remember this, the fidget spinners? Well, now these poppy things are all over freaking Park Meadows. People are selling them everywhere on these stands. What are they? Have you looked them up?
Yeah, I see them on Amazon. They're just push pop bubble fidget spinner sensory toys.
Yeah, they're selling them everywhere. You just pop, 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 and then you turn it over because now the bubble is on the other side.
Yeah.
And then you pop, pop, pop. Can you imagine moms today? Oh my God! I'm buying.
Does it make a noise?
I'm sure it must.
It's like it's like bubble wrap.
Yeah,
it's like recyclable bubble wrap that you don't have to.
Will you hit buy now so we can send Frog home with one?
Yeah,
thanks a lot.
Somebody said they're called poppets. It's a whole thing. Oh my God, they're everywhere. All right, a couple of things that we want to talk about in the news. I guess Jeopardy, and this is kind of sweet, has named their studio stage the Alex Trebek Stage. Here it is.
Earlier today, with Alex's wife Jean, son Matt, and daughters Emily and Nikki, we dedicated the stage in his honor. It will now forever be known as the Alex Trebek Stage.
All right.
So that's sweet, right?
Yeah.
Aw. It's kind of weird because, you know, I do watch Jeopardy, and it's like this tradition my kid and I have. When he comes home from school, that's our one, like, decompressed moment before he starts his homework. And so we watch it, but it's the old ones with Alex.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of sad that he's...
He was the best.
He was
the
best.
They'll never replace him.
I agree with that. I absolutely...
They'll never be the same.
You're wrong about the poppets. They actually don't make any noise, and you can barely feel the pop. at all, so I'm not sure why it's such a big attraction for these kids.
Well, it's much like, remember the squeeze ball that you would sit
stress
at your
ball.
Desk?
Yeah, stress,
and the stress ball. Yeah, yeah, you would squeeze that. Made no noise, but it was just something to, I guess this would be a stress reliever too, right?
That's all I know. Is that all these kids, are they in school? Yeah, they're in school. Dude, all these kids, their new go-to word is, I have anxiety. Oh my God.
Yeah.
I swear on the Bible, I'm so old maybe, but back in my day, we never even knew the word anxiety.
Yeah.
Can't spell it.
No, I was stressed out. I'm stressed out. Oh my God, you know, I have a test or whatever. Now they have anxiety about their tests.
Well, and there's so many TikTok videos of people talking about their anxiety.
They have anxiety.
I mean, it's a thing.
It's a go-to thing. Yeah. I believe them, but we called it stressed out about a math test.
Yeah.
But now, I don't know if I can take the test. Why not? Well, because I have anxiety about tests. Listen, you can make it. You can do. No, but I am having anxiety about my math tests.
We've all made it through life. You can make it through life too.
It is such a go-to word. Even my son, I'm sorry to say this, and this is mean, but some of his friends, he's like, I can't take the lunch table anymore.
He needs to find a new table.
I go, what's wrong, bud? And he's like, all the girls have anxiety. I'm like, what is that? Right? No. It's the new go-to word. All right. Anyway, the other thing is Jennifer Aniston. This is pretty funny. She was being interviewed by a British TV host, and they called her a hooker. Listen.
Are you a hooker, Jen?
A hooker?
No.
I mean, I thought that was a thing. I'm sorry. I couldn't get a translation.
A hooker.
Yes, I am a hugger.
A hugger. Oh, yes. A hugger.
But like, she's not a hooker.
I heard hooker.
Yeah,
but anyway, so she's saying no. The other thing, and I just posted it. I think I posted it. Yeah. So they're saying, you guys, this keto diet. Remember when anxiety and keto? We all go through these fads, right? So keto is a huge thing. Well, they are now finding, a new study just came out. They're studying all these people that went hardcore keto, and y'all are going to die.
Yeah, we're in trouble.
It is bad.
That's
it's
what they're saying.
Really bad. So they're now, because now they have the research from all these people, and they're saying that the keto diet for people that went long term, it caused heart disease. Now they're testing them. Heart disease, LDL cholesterol elevated levels, kidney failure, Alzheimer's, diabetes, and cancer.
None of those are good, by the way.
Those are all bad.
Yeah, you can check them all off.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're bad.
So I was, remember when I got down to like a buck 10 and it was like really awesome because people are like, do you mean to be that skinny? I was like, oh my God, nobody's ever said that. And so I understand now eating disorders because you get complimented in a weird way and you're like, oh, do I mean to look like that? So it's kind of a weird thing. But, and you take it as a compliment when really they don't mean it that way at all, but somehow your brain processes it like that. Well, I was on full-blown keto, you guys. I was eating a summer sausage log and cheese. That's all I was eating. I didn't have any fruits, no vegetables. I brought in the log of summer sausage and just gnawed on it. And I forgot what organ it is, but the doctor told me that the reason I'm having whatever that organ is because it's not liver. It's some weird one that you don't really need all the time. I don't know. Anyway, she said she's seeing it with all these people that were on the keto.
Oh, really?
That it's just ruining your organs because it's such a high-fat diet, and it's nothing you should be really...
It was probably like kidney failure or something.
All that stuff is bad because it's such high-fat... And no fruits, no vegetables, nothing about it is good.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, you're just eating crap.
That rumor was out there when keto was big, too. It's like you don't really want to go this route, folks. It's too much in one direction, if you remember. But then there were other reports saying, no, 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 it's all going to be fine. So now we're finding out that possibly it wasn't all that good, folks.
Somebody said, I did keto for 3 months and all my hair fell out. That will tell you it's bad, right?
I've never heard that.
Somebody said, I was clinically diagnosed with anxiety. So glad to hear all the high school kids are doing it, and now I'm in style. You really are. Tell them, because they're like, oh my God, I can't take the mouth test. Anxiety. All right, anyway, there you go. Tablet trash.
All right, coming out today, Apple has a bunch of new products on the way. Plus, they have a software update for your iPhone, and they say if you don't update it right now, I mean immediately, you could be in a world of trouble. It's next.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 159, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on this Tuesday morning. A little bit cooler today, they're saying, and even a chance, a slight chance of rain, I guess.
Well, last night I got poured on, and then there was lightning, and then this morning I drove in, there was lightning, so I don't know what's happening. I'm just looking at the weather, and it's got all kinds of green patchy stuff, so I think that might be some rain.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, I'm looking at my app, and it shows nothing.
Well, it says partly cloudy today with a high of 78, scattered late storms.
Yeah, and at one point today, we were supposed to have like 70-80% chance of rain, and it's just kind of gone away.
I just don't know.
Just don't have just any clue.
Any person in Colorado could be a meteorologist. Yeah. That's what I've learned.
Me too. Me too. All right, when you go to the grocery store, when you go to the freezer section, there could be a new ice cream there for you.
Fresh vanilla, rocky road, chocolate, peanut butter, cookie dough. Scoop this.
Everybody's seen this Geico commercial, right?
Yes.
Well, Geico's going to come out with the ice cream.
Oh, they are?
Geico is going to do Scoop. There it is. It's an insurance place. They're going to do ice cream. I guess they've teamed up with some ice cream company out of New Jersey or somewhere.
New York, yeah.
In New York, right? And they're going to do Scoop. There it is.
Vanilla, rocky road, chocolate, peanut butter, cookie dough. Scoop this.
I find that commercial annoying. Sorry.
Yeah, there's a few of them out there. You know what? The new commercials I don't like, and this is just me personally, is the new Facebook group ones. Have you seen it's like that kid, he's in that, he's has an astrological sign and he can't get over a breakup. And then he's in that little bitty bathtub just laying there and it looks like the water's filthy. Have you guys seen the new?
No, I haven't seen that one.
All right, so what Facebook is trying to do, in my opinion, is make Facebook cool to kids again, to high school kids. And they're trying so hard, but to me, they just come off super duper creepy. And so what they're trying to do is for you to find groups that you fit in, because you know, when you're in high school, you never feel like you fit in. So they have special groups for you to fit in. But I don't know. It just it creeps me out. The kid creeps me out.
I haven't seen it.
You have? Bet you have. I bet you've seen it. You just don't recognize what I'm talking about.
Maybe so. I don't know.
But he's just laying in a too small bathtub.
And he's like on Facebook looking at like Taurus is astrological sign.
It's just
signs.
Weird. It's very weird. That one I don't dig at all. I have to tell you that right now.
All right. Well, the ice cream is coming your way. Tag Team and Geico have teamed up. Scoop, there it is. All right. Apple is coming out with what?
I was going to ask you, what was that one ice cream that nobody could get? And they only made like so many of them. And they're like, oh, it's we were on vacation. It came out when we were on vacation.
There was a mac and cheese ice cream.
That's what it was. Yeah. That's what it was. I still want to kind of oddly try it. We were all on vacation, but over the summer, mac and cheese ice cream came out.
That does not sound good to me.
But that sounds like, to me, that sounds like one of those things that maybe there were a container, one or two containers out there, and it makes the news. But it go to the grocery store. I guarantee you will not find mac and cheese ice cream.
Well, the kid that ate it on TikTok or whatever, he said his brain was messing with him so bad because his taste buds could taste the macaroni and cheese. But the fact that it was cold and then he knew it was, I mean, can you imagine
it was
your brain?
Ice cream,
Your brain has to toy with you
sensory
with that.
Sensory overload.
Yeah, for sure.
It's just a weird combo.
I know.
All right, Apple products, brand new ones on the way today. But first, before we get to that, they're saying if you've got an Apple iPhone now, I mean, whatever you're doing, stop and update your software immediately.
A consumer alert this morning, Apple releasing an emergency software patch. Researcher.
It's It's an emergency, they're calling it.
Oh, my God.
What the hell could go wrong here?
A consumer alert this morning. Apple releasing an emergency software patch. Researchers uncovered a security flaw that lets hackers secretly install spyware on your Apple devices. It then steals your data. The security flaw is used to deploy Pegasus, the spyware made by an Israeli firm that allegedly is used for surveillance. Macs and Apple Watches are also said to be vulnerable. So get that update.
Oh, great. Oh, great.
Yeah, we posted it. So it'll show you how to put the patch on your phone, but you need and your computer. You need to do that. The other one that came out yesterday from Douglas County Sheriff's Department, and this is so sad. Did you see all those people that paid for puppies?
No.
And the people just took off. It is the saddest story. I'm trying to get it to load. But yeah, people wanted, you know, puppies, right? And so they answered different ads. And Douglas County Sheriff's Department saying that all these people, it's a fake account. There are no puppies. And they just ran off with their money.
Oh, yeah. You got to put like a down deposit.
A deposit. And they just took off. I know. Isn't that sad?
They're everywhere. Oh. Apple to unveil a bunch of products today. Here we go.
Since it's September, you can bet there will be new iPhones coming at this event. Like every year, there are tons of reports and rumors as to what the new iPhone will be like. Four models are expected: the 13, the 13 mini, the 13 Pro, and the 13 Pro Max. Reports say that we will be seeing a revised iPhone with a smaller notch at the top so you get more screen. That screen may finally get a 120 Hz refresh rate like many other devices, including Apple's own iPad Pro. Camera improvements are a safe bet, with rumors saying we will get a video version of portrait mode. Speaking of watches, the Apple Watch Series.
All right, here's something that I've noticed here. Every report this morning, and again, I think they're supposed to do this like at 9 o'clock this morning, 11. Unveil these products,
11.
Right?
11 a.m.
Is 11 hour time?
Yep.
All right, 11 o'clock this morning, they're supposed to unveil these. Have you noticed how they backed off the satellite phone thing? They don't even mention it anymore. I wonder why, because if you remember about a month ago, or maybe even less than that, we were talking about this iPhone 13. It was supposed to come out, and it was supposed to have a satellite feature that it would be not exactly a satellite phone, but it would have a feature that you could use satellites. Now they're not even talking about it, and I can't figure that out.
I don't know anything about
it. Well, and that was a rumor, so I mean, maybe it was just a leak, a bad leak. But yeah, they were saying it was supposed to be a satellite emergency feature.
If you
were out hiking or somewhere and didn't get service, you could make text messages or calls.
That was the big story with this. That was the story. It's a satellite phone, and now they're not even talking about it.
Schmidl, what are you seeing from 1 hour ago? Schmidl.
It says 1 terabyte storage, slim down notch, and satellite connectivity. That's according to CNET.
So it's in there, but they're just not pitching it hard. Because I wonder if they don't know who their provider for satellite service is going to be. You know what I mean?
They don't have all the I's dotted and the T's crossed,
really,
and so they can't really promote it because out of the box, they may not have service yet.
Because I thought they were going to go with Elon and all his satellites because he's put so many up there that I thought, okay, maybe they're going to do a deal with
him. But if you remember, Jamie, 3 weeks ago, that was the story.
No, dude, I'm
just
with
like,
you.
Wow, I can't believe finally. A satellite phone. That is so cool that iPhone could do this. And now they've put it on the back burner for some reason. They're not even promoting it.
I know, because that's one of the things I thought, for Colorado especially, because we have so many 14er people and all that. What a brilliant thing in case of an emergency, all that stuff.
It is a technological breakthrough for a personal iPhone to have satellite service. I'm sorry, but that's huge.
Right.
And for some reason, it's not a part of the story anymore.
I don't think they know where their satellites are.
Maybe you're right. Maybe they haven't cut a deal with anyone to provide that service for them.
It's just a very odd thing. You're absolutely right. They came out hard and fast with that thing.
And now it's all about, well, the iPhone 13, the camera is going to be so much better. The camera. Screw the camera. We all already have cameras. We don't care about the cameras. I want my satellite, okay? But they're not even talking about it all of a sudden. Mm. And I find that very strange.
Very fishy.
You think so?
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9 BJ Jamie Morning Show. So last night I'm watching Monday Night Football. And Jamie, I'm putting this on a bucket list here. I got to go to Vegas and see an NFL game. I mean, I think that would be so much fun. Fly out there on a Friday, stick around for a Sunday afternoon game.
But the new it's not even new anymore, is it?
It looks, well, it's new to the fans because he got in there for the first time last night.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
So but why was I thinking it's been built for like a year?
They used it last year.
Oh, they did. Okay.
They had no fans. Though. Oh, okay. This is the first time fans were in, and it was Monday Night Football last night. But man, that looks phenomenal. Go out there, have a great weekend.
That would
stick
be
around.
Fun.
But a great Bronco game with the Raiders. I'm telling you.
When are they playing the Raiders?
I don't know what the date is. We can look it up.
But the
quick.
Only thing I would ask you, are you little? Okay, so I thought about the same thing. Yeah. I have in a bucket list of this. But the only, they're a little violent, those Raider people.
They are.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And I that's the only thing is, like, I don't want to get, Vegas, no matter how much we only know a certain part of it. We don't really know the local part of it. We know going to a resort where you're safe. That's what we know.
Yeah.
I don't know about going to that stadium with those Raider fans. I feel like I get shot.
Here's the difference, though, I think, because last night they played Baltimore, and it appeared, watching the game, there was as many Baltimore fans there. Remember, it's Las Vegas. You're not going into Oakland, okay? All right, so it's Las Vegas, and it's just like you and I are talking about bucket list. Every Bronco fan in this town listening to us right now will put this on their bucket list, to go to Vegas to see the Broncos and the Raiders. So really, when you go into Vegas, half the crowd is the visiting team because it's Vegas.
Yeah, I just don't. It's like when I lived in L.A., sometimes you would see tourists go to places in L.A. and you'd like, oh, my God, they don't know how dangerous this place is. Like, it's not okay. Like, you really, Venice Beach, I know a lot of people get a very false sense of how safe it is, but it's not safe at all. And so, you know, that's how my feeling is. Like, it sounds great on paper, but I think once I got there, I'd realize, like, I don't think I actually want to do that.
But this is how you do it, BJ. I wouldn't go as a Bronco fan.
So, well, like, that's a great point.
My wife and I, our bucket list is go to every NHL rink in every city and then go as a fan of that team and be part of the atmosphere because I want to go. I would want to go see the Avs play there, but then I'm rooting against. I want to be part of the atmosphere. I want to cheer with the home crowd.
See, like, and I want to go with that jersey on for Las Vegas, but not because I just don't want to get shot.
Well, yeah. Whoa.
What kind of sports fan are you?
For real?
That you would go into a stadium and wear the opposite team's jersey because you're afraid?
Listen.
No, he didn't say afraid. That's not what he said. No, I said.
It sounds like you're afraid.
He wants to experience.
You guys, stop for a second.
He uses the excuse, I want to experience the whole team.
Wait, give him a chance to talk because it actually makes sense.
Yeah.
I'm the one that said I was afraid. What he's saying is really kind of cool, what he's saying.
I'm not going to watch the Boston Bruins take on my Colorado Avalanche and root for the Bruins. I'm going for the Bruins to take on Detroit, some team I don't care about, and I'm going to root for the home team.
But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about going into Vegas with the Broncos in Vegas.
You. Okay, Carson.
Okay, I hear what you're saying, but that's completely different.
I would never go.
I'm saying going out to Las Vegas to see the Broncos. I would never wear a Raiders jersey.
Well, no, but I would never go when they're playing the Broncos because I'm going to root
for
the Broncos.
No, but I do like what you're doing, Carson. I think that's a kind of a cool idea to go and take our team out of it or whatever. But I like that kind of idea to go to different stadiums as that fan.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's a whole different approach.
Like going to Nashville to see the Predators take on some team I don't care about, that Nashville fan base is crazy.
Right, that would be fun.
Like, that would be awesome.
Well, and I do actually when I, you know, have gone to Kansas City with friends or whatever, I dress up like a Chiefs player. You know, and you're like, wow, what about Chiefs? Yeah, I'm not a Chiefs.
It's just kind of cool to see like a different team's atmosphere.
Right. But apparently, according to text, you are never allowed to root for the Raiders ever.
No.
No.
Not if you're a Bronco fan. Not if you're a true Bronco fan. You can't root for the Raiders.
Whatever. It's whatever. You go to Vegas, you want to see a game. I don't care who you are.
Yeah, I'm just saying. You can't do it if you're a true Bronco fan, right?
Let's hear. My cousin went to the Super Bowl with Kansas City jersey on, and the whole stadium tried to fight him and his friends. See, I'm agreeing with you. Oh, my gee, Carson, you're a traitor.
Yeah,
traitor. You guys are some pansies. Denver is just as violent if you're on the opposing team.
Yeah, and we're proud of it.
Carson, Bronco fans can't root for the Raiders ever. Let's see here. If we never got offered seats and kept the $100, I don't know what that one says. Me and five other family members put a $100 deposit on season tickets at the new Raiders stadium that was supposed to be returned. And they never returned our money.
Well, that's the Raiders
that
for you.
That doesn't surprise me.
There you go. A bunch of crooks out there. So last night with Monday Night Football, you had the Baltimore team in town to play the Las Vegas Raiders. They tried something new on ESPN. They had the Manning brothers, Peyton and Eli, commentate the show on ESPN. They were at their own homes doing play-by-play, doing the setup. Charles Barkley joined them. It was kind of goofy, to be honest with you. They came across kind of hokey.
What was this on? What are you talking about?
This was ESPN. ESPN did an alternate broadcast last night of Monday Night Football. And in that, they had Peyton at his house and Eli at his house and some special guests via Zoom. And they were in the corner of the screen while you watch the football game. They're doing the commentary.
Oh.
And giving an inside perspective from the Peytons themselves.
I think I'd rather watch The Bachelor in Paradise at this point.
So last night, they're sitting there, and Eli's fire alarm goes off.
You set the alarm.
Perfect fire alarm.
Cover two man. Eli, what'd you do? You set the alarm.
I like Peyton Manning, but that was the hokiest thing I've ever seen in my life. It was terrible.
Yeah, it didn't
the
sound
whole
great.
Thing was just terrible. They got to give up on this one.
Really?
Bad idea.
Yeah.
Sometimes there are bad ideas,
that
okay?
One was it.
Just stick to regular commentators doing Monday Night Football. You don't need the Manning brothers.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Don't forget, if you're in Aurora later on this afternoon between 1 and 3, they're saying traffic could be a madhouse. I have no idea what the route is. The president is in town, and the motorcade's going to come through, so you're kind of on your
own. Don't know what he's doing, right?
I have no idea what he's doing.
I mean, I do
idea.
Love the idea that he's going to Hooters that you suggested, but I don't know if that's exactly true.
Yeah, I don't know either. That just leaked out. It's
oh,
on
did.
Social media
oh,
everywhere.
Just like Jay-Z is buying the Broncos.
It's just a leak that's out there, you know?
By the way, I think that we should start, because the rumor was last night Jay-Z or Jeff Bezos is going to, either one, are going to buy the Broncos. I think we change it up today and make it Madonna.
Yeah.
Ooh, like that. Yeah, that'll be good. Is Madonna buying the Broncos?
Or a Kardashian.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Would
somebody
that.
Like Rob. Rob Kardashian. I think that would take off.
That's pretty
or
funny.
Or Caitlyn Jenner.
Oh,
yeah, we could have her buy it.
That one doesn't feel as fun.
Yeah, it doesn't.
I know.
All right, keep in mind, if you're in Aurora this afternoon, the motorcade will be coming through. That's pretty cool to see. If you've never seen a presidential motorcade, it's pretty cool.
It's a lot.
I saw one in Florida. It's really, really, it's a lot.
Yeah.
There's a lot of cars involved here.
Yeah.
All right, I think Conor McGregor is trying to get a fight going with a pay-per-view with Machine Gun Kelly. Because a couple of nights ago, if you remember at the MTV Awards, he took a swing at him on the red carpet, right?
Correct.
Well, I guess yesterday he was asked about Machine Gun.
Nothing happened with me. I only fight real fighters, people that actually fight, you know what I mean? I certainly don't fight Little Vanilla, he's boy rappers. You know, I don't even know the guy. Know anything about him.
Well, so here's what I mean, people though don't like Machine Gun Kelly because he really did. He snubbed him. He snubbed, what's his name?
Conor
McGregor on the red carpet, because I guess Conor McGregor simply said, hey, can we take a picture? Machine Gun Kelly snubbed him and then shoved him. And he's on a cane.
Yeah. And you hear Conor McGregor saying, you know, those little white vanilla rappers. I don't fight these people. I don't fight. He sounds like a leprechaun, doesn't he?
Nothing happened with me. I only fight real fighters, people that actually fight. You know what I mean? I certainly don't fight Little Vanilla. He's boy rappers. You know, I don't even know the guy. I don't know anything about him.
The boy rappers. I don't fight them.
Yeah. So I don't. And I don't think that Machine Gun Kelly is known for boxing. Right?
No.
He's not a thing. Like, it's not a thing for them. So that whole thing was just weird, wasn't it?
I think he's trying to pick a fight with him. I think he really wants to do a pay-per-view with Machine Gun.
So I heard that totally different. I thought he was just like, are you kidding? I don't want to fight that guy.
Yeah, because I feel like Conor, it's going to downgrade his status if he wants to fight him.
Because Machine Gun Kelly isn't even a fighter.
Yeah,
he doesn't
even
fight.
But when you go out there and call somebody names, then you're kind of stoking the fires on me.
Okay? Oh, okay.
So he might have done that intentionally just to kind of, put it out there, a little stoke of the fires, see if he gets something
back
from Machine Gun.
I was thinking about this, though. It's got to be a little embarrassing. I mean, come on. You know, you're Conor McGregor. You just simply want a picture. And then for that guy to Machine Gun Kelly to turn him down, it's like, I just wanted a picture with you. Like, I don't love you or anything. I just wanted a simple picture on the red carpet.
You know, he might not have known who he was.
Well, that seems odd.
You think there's a possibility
maybe.
That could be the case? I just don't know who you are.
Or Machine Gun Kelly's just like, oh, I'm high and mighty. I'm dating so Megan Fox.
Yeah.
I'm so hot right now. I don't need to be taking a picture with you, you former UFC champion.
That's what I was kind of thinking. I was thinking about this yesterday. I don't know why. I guess I had some spare time. But I was like, what a just a jerk move from Machine Gun Kelly. In fact, my former producer, Stretch, is like, that guy is such a chump for doing that to Connor.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, if you're all on the red carpet, y'all know you're equals.
Yeah,
you would think
that if he's on the red carpet, he's somebody.
Exactly.
Even if you don't know anything about the fight scene.
Right.
You would think that you would at least take the respect to have a picture or whatever it is that he was requesting.
Yeah, it's like, who do you think
weird.
You are?
Yeah.
Right?
Anyway. Now, today's T-shirt sponsor, I feel bad about.
Oh,
okay?
God.
Spadil brings it in here. And Spadil, I'm not blaming you, but it came from a place called Fortitude. And I think the name here is Cliff Bosley, okay?
Okay.
But it was a shirt that he sent us to promote the Labor Day Classic Boulder 10K run, which has already happened. And he said, Beach, here's a shirt. Promote this for us if you can. We want runners for the 10K in Boulder.
The Fortitude 10K.
But it's in this envelope that you can't tell what it is.
No.
And so we kind of missed the window. And I feel bad, Cliff. Sorry, Cliff.
Oh, this is the worst shirt reveal we've ever done.
Do we package this back up and send the shirt back? Because I feel bad wearing it now.
That's so sad.
I guess not. I'll keep it. I don't feel that bad, all right? Thanks, Cliff. We appreciate it.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie Morning Show. You know, one of the states that we hear so much from. Oh, whoa. One of the states we hear so much from on Texnado is Texas. And Texas is getting a tropical storm this morning that was a hurricane, but I think it's down to a tropical storm. But really, the news is the rain in the area.
Yeah, KTLA, who I follow on Twitter right now, is just now reporting, hold on, that they've already received, this is Texas, a foot of rain.
Wow.
I know.
That's a lot of water.
That is a foot of rain is a lot.
Yeah, and it's moving into the Louisiana area, which they had the Ida storm, the hurricane, just a couple of weeks ago, and they're already saturated. You've still got a half a million people in Louisiana without power. Can you imagine that? 3 weeks and you've had no power and no power to be restored until October.
Yeah, we lived in our camper for about, I don't know, I want to say maybe less than a week. And we were over it because there was a tornado that came through Marion, Illinois,
yeah.
And it knocked everything out, and we were without power.
Did you have a generator?
No, we had propane.
You did? That's
yes.
All you had?
We had propane, but we went in the house and got all the stuff from the freezer, and
yeah.
We had to, I mean, we ate like kings. I remember that, but we had to eat all the crab legs and everything mm-hmm. that was in the freezer.
Yeah, because it's going to go bad on you,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, but we were, I mean, at first I remember being little, because I was little when it hit, and I remember being so excited because it was like camping in our yard, but then my dad got really grumpy one day, and all the fun and joy kind of lost, was lost in a moment, and then I know that my mom said she was divorcing him, and
yeah.
I remember something flying across the camper, and I rode my bike and I thought, I'm going to just run away because this seems like a bad camper situation.
Well, when you're stuck in a camper, you and, you know, four of you or five, whatever the family is, and you're in that confined space for a period of
yeah.
time, you hate each other.
It gets a little yeah, right. tight.
And what gets me is how spoiled we are. Because for me, you know, I was saying earlier this morning that, you know, if I'm out of power for 20 minutes, I'm freaking out. I'm ready to go check into a hotel, okay, because I got to have my power. And these people have been out for 3 weeks, and it could be all the way into October before they're restored. But even for me, you know, like the other night, my TV was glitching. Every now and then it would just stop
yeah,
and freak.
Yeah, we're talking about that.
That kind of crap freaks me out. I get paranoid, or not paranoid, but I get, you know, agitated by that. I can't imagine being without power for over a month.
Well, the thing is, a lot of us play like we don't have power when we go camping and stuff like that. Yeah. It's fun for a weekend only because you know there's relief on Sunday.
Yeah.
That you get a hot shower and you get, you know, your cable and all that stuff. It's fun to play camping.
Yeah.
For a weekend, but man.
This is crazy.
But when you're living it,
no way.
And
that's
these people
so
in Louisiana, they've got another 10 and 12 inches of rain coming their way, and they're sitting there without power for the past 3 weeks. Not going to be turned on for another couple more weeks, probably. And now they've got another 12 inches of rain. I don't think I could live down there. I don't think I could make it in the New Orleans area. That place just, it seems like every year they're wiped out.
I just don't like gators, man. And these people are nuts. Sometimes they go swimming and they go water skiing and stuff and fishing where they know that. Who does that? Yeah. Can you imagine, like, putting my son, because he likes to, he does that surfing thing, and he goes surfing out in Chatfield knowing there's, you know, like 30 gators out there?
Well, it's even worse, though, when this type thing happens down there, because remember the story of the alligator that was in the streets.
Yep.
When they get this flooding like this, alligators come out of the canals, and literally when you're wading from your house down the street.
I know what you're talking about. But remember that fishy story? Fishy, huh? Where that woman said her husband was attacked by an alligator and she came back and he was gone?
Yeah.
Whatever happened to that story?
From what I understand, they believed her.
I heard they didn't.
I saw a follow-up and they said that this lady is not going to be investigated for any wrongdoing. Mm. Here's the story. Her husband was 70 years old. He was out in the carport area. And she went out, heard him screaming, and an alligator from one of the canals had gotten into the floodwaters and had gotten him by the arm and was doing the old death roll. Well, supposedly, she pulled him to safety. And then she went to get help because she didn't have a phone on her. It's an elderly couple. Well, when she came back, he was gone. The gator had taken him, and off they'd gone. Jamie and I speculated, maybe she pushed him in and knew the alligator was there.
We either thought he was pushed in or he thought, you know what, I can finally get away from her.
Yeah, one of the two.
Yeah, and he ran off with his mistress and got like a, I don't know.
Here's the part of the story that I agree with Jamie that I find a little suspicious. If you just pulled your husband from the gator, from the mouth of the gator who's doing a death roll, do you leave him right there on the side of the water for the gator to come and get, and you run off by yourself to get help? No, I think you either stay with him or you take him with you.
Or you make sure he's in a house or a building where he's okay.
Yeah.
You don't leave him right there at the water's edge because the gator came and got him and dragged him back in, according to the story.
Right.
He's gone.
Yeah.
They never did find him.
They didn't?
Not that I know of. I never saw a follow-up where they found the guy's body.
I was still suspicious.
They were looking for
him. I mean, listen, it's a horrible story, and I feel bad for him, but I'm still like, I don't know. This seems like it's one of those crazy, crazy stories. You know what I mean? And they never found the body.
Yeah, I watch a lot of crime shows. There could be an insurance policy here.
Well, I mean, because usually if there was an alligator around the area, they'll usually euthanize them, right? And they'll open them up and they'll find a tennis shoe or something and know that he was the bad gator. But I haven't heard that happening yet.
No, there's been no follow-up whatsoever.
It's so
the
weird.
Last of the story is that she would not be prosecuted or investigated because they believe her story. And then that's where it left off. They never found the guy, never found the gator, nothing, no follow-up whatsoever.
Sometimes I get so sad about these. Like, I need closure.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding. I'm like one of those weird people that, like, I get anxiety.
Yeah. I'd like to know the truth in this one. I really would.
I would, too.
Because I smell a rat.
I am. Yeah.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Listen, people are jealous. They're so jealous in this world.
What do you mean?
Well, Addison Rae got invited to, if you don't know her, she's on TikTok. She has 84 million followers. Ooh. She doesn't really do anything on TikTok, but just look cute and sing songs.
Yeah, basically, dances.
Yeah, she doesn't do anything, but she is a gorgeous young girl, and she mouths a lot of songs, like, just, oh my God, like, I'm Addison Rae, and I'm just super hot, okay? Well, she got invited to the Met Gala. Whatever. And people were pissed because they're like, how does a TikTok star get invited to the Met?
Well, and she just signed a new Netflix deal, too.
But they're saying that she doesn't belong there. And I don't care. You know, obviously, yeah, with 84 million people watching you and caring about you, you do get invited. But they were trolling her so hard. In fact, a fake meme went around where it was Lady... It looked like it was real, but it wasn't real. It was Lady Gaga standing there, and Addison Rae came up to her, and they said that, supposedly, it was fake, that Lady Gaga said, "Waitress, will you get me a cocktail?"
You know, I don't know what the qualifications are to be invited to the Met.
Yeah, well, they're saying it's usually all A-listers. That's why people are mad. Mm. So I don't know. Whatever. Speaking of fakes, this is so sad. I feel so bad for this company. It's called, let's hear, it's called Litecoin. This is bad. So another fake article went out where it was a press release, and it says Walmart has embraced Litecoin and are doing Litecoin is, by the way, a cryptocurrency. And Walmart is doing a deal with Litecoin to accept Litecoin in all their stores and have ATMs and all this stuff. Well, Litecoin thought, so an employee with Litecoin thought it was real. He retweeted it.
Oh.
Mm. It was fake.
Yeah.
So their stock jumped up with this retweet and this press, you know, release, all this stuff. It went through the roof. They made so much money. And then when Walmart had everybody take it down saying, "This is fake. We are not supporting Litecoin," it just crumbled.
Oh.
Mm. That's a bad day.
Yeah, you get a lot of that on social media, don't you? Yeah. I mean, Elon Musk, he'll send the stock soaring, and then, you know, 3 days later, it starts to plummet again.
Right, but this was a mistake. The president of Litecoin, the guy who created it, came out and said, "We have made the biggest mistakes of our lives believing this, believing it was real and retweeting it." I mean, he is crushed because they really thought they had a deal with Walmart.
Yeah.
Oh.
That'd be a bad day, friends. That'd be a really bad day. Going back to the Met, because I had this little note and I wanted to mention it. Billie Eilish looked amazing. Amazing. I always wait for her to look amazing, and I still hadn't seen her look amazing. But at the Met, she looked like Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah, you compared it to her, and it's like spot on.
Yeah, she looks great.
The gown is amazing. She looks great. I mean, because she's always wearing those baggy pants and sweatshirts all the time.
So she looks awesome. Cats have gone viral on social media the last couple of days. I don't know if y'all saw, Carson posted it, the cat that was hanging by a thread at the Miami game,
the Hurricane game.
Yeah, and they caught the cat.
I was watching it.
You were live?
Yeah, that was crazy.
Oh my God. Yeah.
I don't know how the cat got inside the stadium.
That's
but
what I was trying to figure out.
Yeah, no one knows.
He had a collar on.
Cat was in the upper deck. If you don't know what we're talking about, it was a college football game this weekend in Miami. A cat got into the stadium in the upper deck. I think it's called the Hard Rock Stadium.
Yep.
And he's in the upper deck, and the cat somehow falls out of the upper deck down to the lower deck. I mean, this cat could have easily died, although they do land on their feet.
That's not true.
Every single time.
That's not true.
Oh, it's not true?
I tried it.
You did?
I tried.
Threw a cat?
No, I didn't throw it. No. I tried to, I did the thing. So I had a cat, and I was like, I was telling my little friend, we were in second grade. I said, they always land on their feet. So I had the cat holding it like a baby. And I said, watch, when I drop it, it'll land up. Well, I didn't give it enough room to rotate, and it landed right on its spine.
Well, great.
But I mean, it lived.
Sure that
well,
was
they
a,
had nine lives.
I right. thought for sure that was a guarantee.
It
they
is
land
a guarantee
on feet.
If you have enough room for them to rotate. Well, but right, from the ground, I didn't give him enough to...
This cat fell about 40 feet or more, okay, from the upper deck to the lower deck. But for some reason, somebody down in the lower deck had an American flag in the stands and caught the cat.
Isn't
it was like
amazing?
A trampoline. It was awesome.
It was so good. Well, another one has gone viral, and that is the cat that fakes a limp for attention.
What?
I know what you're thinking. What? Maybe the cat really is hurt. So there's a cat, and he walks around with a limp because his owner was like, "Oh no, your foot's hurt." And so she was petting it, and then the cat walked off limping. Well, then the cat came back with the wrong foot hurt.
He switched feet?
I had an uncle like that.
What, he acted like he had a hurt foot?
Yeah, and we noticed, I don't know, several months later that he was limping on the wrong leg.
Oh.
Same thing. That's a smart cat.
That is a smart cat.
I mean, you can say the cat, you know, is limping here and it's a funny story, whatever. That is one smart cat if this cat has figured out how to get this attention.
Exactly. It's a brilliant cat.
Yeah.
Unlike me in the fifth grade with all my little friends, we went to the mall and we pretend like we're blind and nobody believed us.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're blind. We're all blind. excuse me, can you tell us where the gap is? We can't see. All these parents are like, get out of here, you little... What? We're blind! Seeing our eyes are closed. Yeah, well, not knowing that a lot of blind people have their eyes open.
Yeah, when you're 13, it seems so funny.
It was, we laughed. Yeah. We went, oh, my God, I think we're blind. Anyway. But
today, it looks kind of rude.
Well, no, now I get how annoying that would have been. Yeah. Oh, and then that part.
Yeah, just rude.
I told you I got in trouble when I put bunny ears behind Stevie Wonder's head.
Yeah.
I thought it was funny. Don't you think that's funny? I know we've gone through this, but I still can't believe they screamed at me like they did. I was like, I'm treating him like anybody else. I put bunny ears behind anybody, and they're like, you don't do it to a blind man. I go, why? No, but if you're blind, you're deaf, you don't have legs, you have all your parts. You still don't know they're behind there.
Yeah, no one knows. People do it to me all the time.
I get both sides.
It's me treating somebody like they're not different.
Yeah, I mean,
I think I'm amazing.
It's not like you handed him a 20 or handed him a $1 bill saying, I want change for a 20.
Exactly.
Okay? That's
thank
a little
you.
Crude.
Thank
okay?
you.
That's
wow,
crude.
Wow, thank you. Yeah, they got, oh my God, his manager was like, take down your bunny ears. I was like, come on, it's funny. Stevie Wonder. We're all taking a picture, bunny. Nope. Apparently not funny. I said to my boss, Angela, later, because she's like, wow, they were really mad about that. I go, would it be okay if he had his sight? And she's like, I'm not sure. That's a good question.
Yeah, I think it would have been.
But why? Nobody knows it.
Exactly.
Bunny ears.
No, I take it back. No, it wouldn't have been because it's Stevie Wonder, okay? I mean, you wouldn't do it to Michael Jackson.
Yes,
you wouldn't
I would.
Do it to Stevie
yes,
Wonder.
I do it to everybody.
I'm saying his people wouldn't want you doing it to any of these A-list. I mean, they're beyond that, okay? Oh, so I get why the people are upset about it.
All right. Well, I didn't. It's like we're just having fun. Serious people. All right. Hey, if you need a job, you need to get one. And it looks like Amazon is hiring 125,000 people for $18 an hour. So they've just implemented this. So go and go to Amazon.com maybe and you can see careers. 125,000 employees is how many they need. And it's at $18 an hour. So just FYI on that. We had a local kid. I think he's from Castle Rock. He's 15 years old and he got the furthest on American Ninja Warrior.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah, no kidding. I love that show. I don't know why I watch it, but I eat Lay's potato chips while I watch it. It's like, man, those... Those people are amazing athletes.
They
aren't
are
they?
Fit.
They are so fit. Well, sometimes like the scrawny, I think of Schmidl a lot when I watch American Ninja Warrior, because sometimes like the scrawniest guys on the planet are the most fit.
Well, the lighter you are, it's easier to hold yourself up and go through the obstacles. It's all upper body strength.
Yeah, it's less weight to do pull-ups.
Exactly. And all that stuff. Yeah. So you should train for that.
I would crush it in Ninja Warrior, I think.
You think?
Yeah, I would definitely be able to do the ones where you're like bouncing back and forth on your feet. It is like the upper body stuff I'd have to train a lot for.
Do you think you could do like, you could get up the wall?
Yeah.
The
I think I could
wall?
Get up the warped wall.
I don't know.
I don't think I could do the salmon ladder one where they have to like pull the rod out and then go up one level.
Oh, see, that I one think looks I, that really would be hard. Easier than the warped wall because I'm short. I don't think I'd make that.
Yeah, I don't know. The warped wall looks easy. Like I always feel like I could do it. But then those really good athletes are like, oh, God.
They always do come up just short,
yeah,
right?
I know. Yeah. They're trying to grab it. Anyway, Matt Iverson is from Evergreen. He hosts American Ninja Warrior. And he always says it like that. And I think, man, I shouldn't have blown him off when we went on a date.
He seems like he's fun.
He was fun, but I, you know how like sometimes I become adamant man like BJ? Well, so at the time that I went out on a date with him, he just quit med school. His dad is a doctor in Evergreen, and he just quit med school to be an actor in Hollywood, and I was already out there, and I was like, you're an idiot. Like, you're never going
to
make it.
Like, you had a guaranteed profession.
Yes, like,
to
why
make
would
a
you
lot of money?
Skip out on medical school? And your dad's got to be like, what in the hell, Matt? What are you doing? And so I was kind of like, I gave him a little bit of grief, like, you've really made a mistake. I guess he didn't really make a mistake, no. too. That's something. But I'll just mark that one off the list. You know? Yeah. Okay, fine. All right. America's Got Talent, speaking of reality shows, is tonight. And I think our buddy Blue is on it.
Josh Blue.
Yeah. There's a lot of Colorado talent out there on TV right now. Yeah, Josh Blue, he's going to be on, is it the finals?
Yeah, it's the finals. So the show is tonight. The actual final show is tonight. And then the results show will be tomorrow night.
Okay,
we actually find out who won.
who won. Yep. Britney Spears, I guess they are writing up a post, an ironclad prenup, not postnup, a prenup. And all her fans are saying, because if you don't know, Britney Spears announced yesterday or whatever that she got engaged. Well, everybody's like, Britney, please, please, please get a prenup, please. Well, her fiance, Sam, he came on and he said, you guys, don't worry, we are getting an ironclad prenup because I need to protect my Jeep and my tennis shoes. I thought that was cute, right? Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
By the way, she has to protect her $60 million.
Hmm.
$60
million. That whole career span. And just $60
million,
that's all she has.
When you're down to your last $60 million, you got to protect it. I agree with her.
That is so sad. I mean, just $60 million, that's all she has after working and even doing residencies.
Well, yeah, I think just the Vegas one alone, she made like $140 million or something.
Yeah, it's just so tragic, that whole thing. Dr. Pimple Popper is going viral. I wouldn't watch the video, but it's on YouTube. I guess Dr. Pimple Popper pops a blackhead for about 25 minutes.
Oh,
and the goo comes out for 25 minutes.
I can't watch.
I don't. I did not.
Nothing to do with that show. I've never watched it.
Nope.
Even the promos they run, I have to turn away from it. It's just disgusting.
I didn't push the video. It's going viral on YouTube, but it's 25 minutes of a snake coming out of somebody's pore.
Why would you want to watch that?
I don't. I didn't hit. I don't know. I don't know. And then finally, I do know what Joe Biden is doing in town.
What's he doing?
Well, you are right. His first stop is Hooters.
He's going to go to Hooters and get lunch. Then I hear after that he's going to hit happy hour at the Sunset Grill. And then he'll cap off his evening tonight at Barry's Bingo. He's calling out the numbers tonight.
Well, you forgot about shotguns.
I didn't see shotguns on the list.
Yeah, they actually have a sign that says, welcome Biden. Yeah.
Oh, the late night cap.
Welcome, Creepy Joe. Welcome.
It was like... for tots, it was a drive or something. I don't know what it was. Anyway, no, actually, he's not staying here very long. He's going to be quick in Colorado. He's stopping by the National Energy Research Lab, the NERL. You might have heard it as NERL. He's stopping in there. It's in Golden. It's a solar company. And so he's stopping there. I guess he visited in 2011 as vice president to Obama. He seems to like that solar place a lot. So he's going to go and look at some solar panels and go, wait, what state am I in?
Yeah. What do these things do?
Yeah, right? And then he'll probably smell somebody's hair.
Yeah.
And then he's getting back on his plane and he's taking off.
And he's gone.
So he's not staying very much. I mean, like, not spending
and
a lot of time.
I think the governor is going with him.
Yes, Hancock.
Yeah, no, Polis. He's our governor.
But also Hancock is meeting him at the airport.
Okay.
Yeah, so Hancock's going to, I do. Hancock is meeting him at the airport, and they're going to hang out, according to the Westword, and just, you know, kick back going, hey, we're both burbs. Okay. Anyway, there you go, tablet trash.
Hey, Spadil, can you look into something here? We've got a Textnado here, 51059, and it says, this is Justin from Arvada. Textnado champion. I don't know exactly what the Textnado champion means, but he says he moved to Montana a month ago, and the Jamie and BJ show up here doesn't hold a prayer to your radio show. Can you call him up and just see what that's all about? Is there a show in Montana?
Yeah, I'll give him a call.
That's Jamie and BJ?
Yeah. He's on our Textnado Cup. If you remember, we started, we kept doing the Textnado contest, but we didn't have prizes during the pandemic.
Oh, okay.
He's on the cup.
He's on the cup.
What happened to the cup?
It's right here.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
I still missed the cup.
It seems like Justin's really proud of that.
Oh, yeah.
He's on the cup. can you check out with Justin? Maybe we get him on the air tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll give him a call.
We talk about this Jamie and BJ show up in Montana. I'd love to hear him.
All right.
Weird. So weird.
Maybe we could get some audio from their show. Just maybe some tips.
Yeah, just the tip.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, buddy.
BJ and Jamie.
We gotta go.
You know what? I don't know why I do this to myself.
What's that?
I'm watching TikTok videos of people getting struck by lightning.
Fear lightning.
I hate lightning. And these people are outside. There's one little cloud, BJ. One little tiny cloud off to the left. And a bolt just comes down and fries them.
You know, and I can't do that. If there's something I have a phobia with, I can't watch it. For example, snakes with me. I cannot watch any television show, anything that has a snake in the scene. I just do not want to see
Listen,
it.
You're smarter than me. I just made Carson watch it. I was like, there's not even a cloud in the sky.
It's a crazy video.
It is.
All right. We got to go. It's a Tuesday. The weather's going to be a little bit cooler today. Keep in mind that if you're in Aurora, and I guess if President Biden is going from Aurora, from the airport DIA, over to Golden, there's going to be some major problems this afternoon.
Yeah, there's going to be a few blockages. That's what I'm going to tell you, some blockage.
Motorcade, it's going to cause some headaches for some people. I don't know exactly what the route is. They're not really giving any information on that. So you can expect it from anywhere from DIA out to Golden for the president this afternoon. Again, for the t-shirt sponsor today. Fortitude.
You mean
Fortitude.
The saddest t-shirt sponsor ever.
It is, because our timing was off just a bit. It's a classic race, Boulder. In obviously Boulder, and it was Labor Day weekend. It's a 10K, and it's called the Fortitude. And Cliff Bosley sent the T-shirt in, and we missed out on it because we just opened the package today.
He wanted us to promote his race over Labor Day weekend,
yeah,
and it was for a good cause. Son of a bitch!
It ran. On here it says it runs through, but it ran because it already happened through. It runded through scenic Fort Collins, finishes up at Colorado State University. It includes food trucks, entertainment, and a lot of fun.
It sounded fun.
It sounds like it was a blast. Sorry, Cliff.
So sorry.
We'll catch you next year.
Dated material. This is urgent. You should have put that on the package.
Let's blame him.
Have a great day. Enjoy your Tuesday. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Love you, people. Mwah.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.